Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Exodus chapter 17, verse 8. Genesis, Exodus. Now Amalek came and fought with Israel and Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Joshua did as Moses said to him, and he fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And as soon as it was when Moses held up his hands, the Israelites prevailed. And when he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy so that they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called its name, the Lord is my banner. For he said, because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Our Heavenly Father, I pray this day, Lord, that you open our minds as well as our hearts and help us to see what freedom is all about. Help us to see what you are all about. In Jesus' name, amen. Back in 1945, there was a man by the name of Joe Rosenthal who took a picture. And he took a picture of five young Marines that were holding up a flag in Iwo Jima. That picture became the most published picture in national history. It went from magazine to magazine, newspaper to newspaper. Why? Because it showed the effort of Americans to make sure that the flag would not go down. Our flag's made of fabric. Our flag has no power within itself. Our flag is only a material object, but it is a flag, and it's our flag, and it's the banner of the United States of America, and it's one of the most powerful symbols in all of the world. It represents freedom. It represents the removal of tyranny, the dream for a better life, and a dream for freedom for everyone who stands under it or near to it. Throughout the ages, we have pledged to defend her. We sing about her honor in our national anthem with our hands over our hearts. We sing about a raging battle in dawn's early light. And our flag was still there. The impossible happens. We hold out. We fought the fight. We persevered, and we look back and we see that God has preserved us. Moses was standing on the mountain, right behind his soldiers. He chose Joshua and he said, Joshua, I want you to go down and fight Amalek. The Israelites had learned throughout the years that In the time that they left Egypt wealthy. But they found that now money couldn't save them. They had plenty of food because manna fell from heaven every day, except on the Sabbath, and the day before they gathered twice as much. They had plenty to eat, and God gave them water in the midst of a desert from a rock. They had it pretty good. They had learned that God had preserved them and given them almost everything that they wanted, but now there is an enemy that they hadn't foreseen. And it was an enemy that was going to take everything that they had, including their lives, if someone did not stand. He told Joshua, I want you to choose men and I want you to go down and fight in this battle. Sometimes we think we shouldn't have to fight because we're God's people. Sometimes we think we shouldn't have to fight because we're Americans. Sometimes there's no choice but to fight, even if God is on your side. Joshua fought. Men were killed. Men were wounded. But the battle belonged to the Lord, and as long as he held up that rod, they won the battle. What did that rod mean? It means the same thing to them as our flag does to us. It carried a history. That's the rod that Moses cast out over the river and it turned to blood. That's the rod that he cast out over the Red Sea and it opened up. That's the rod that he waved into heaven and the winds blew and the plagues came in over Egypt. That was the rod that showed a history of who God was and how God was with them. And when we wave this American flag today, it should mean something. It should mean that we stand for freedom. You may not like my freedom, and I may not like yours. But as I said when we were in the Navy, I may not like what you say, but I will defend it with my life for your right to say it. Yeah. We're living in a day where we don't want anyone to say something that differs from us, whether it is in a religious state or some other state. We want everyone to agree with us or get punished. That isn't freedom. Freedom of religion is freedom to show who Jesus is from your heart. Not to shut someone else up. My goodness, if you get saved, it'll shut you up. People don't listen to our words anymore. They look at our lives. And we are in a war of words today, and no one wants to take a stand for Christ with their life anymore. We can issue as many warnings as we want, but sometimes the battle has to come, and sometimes God puts his finger on you, and he said, I'm recruiting today, and your number's been picked. The Amalekites were out of Edom. They were fierce fighters. They were ancestors of Esau, who sold his birthright to Jacob. They had been at war for years and years and years, and there had been treaty after treaty, but they still were at war. The only way that they could be delivered was through the hand of God. And you can see in verse 9 where Moses prayed. No, it was verse 10. No, 11. No, matter of fact, it doesn't say Moses prayed. It says Moses lifted up the banner and everyone could see it. Sometimes we need to step up and do, knowing that God has called us to do it. And if God has called us to do it, he will see us through it. Sometimes we learn that we can't stand alone. If I have learned anything in the last 6 months, I've learned that I cannot stand alone. Sometimes you need someone to stand on your right side and hold up your right hand and stand on your left and hold up your left hand so that you can still hold up the banner of God. Sometimes someone needs to bring you a stool. See, it was Aaron, the priest, and Hur on the other side. I preached a sermon on this when I was a kid preacher about 40 years ago, and I said, if you ever want to stand, you need her, your wife, and you need the preacher standing with you. Or you're never going to make it. You need him and her, Him, her, and the preacher. And I still believe that today. Did they have a chance of winning the battle? It was slim to none, and they knew it. Did they win the battle? They absolutely did. They won because God was in it. I remember back to 9/11 and the cross members of the steel that had fallen, and someone draped a flag over it, and our flag still stands. That was a rally cry for the Americans, that we will pull together, we will be united, we will fight this force. Today we have forces that are unseen that are fighting against our way of life. They don't care what kind of government we have. They only care about themselves. And those forces are at work every day, and we need to pray for clarity that we might see what they are so that we can stand. The American way of life is freedom. The American way of life is building a better community for everyone. We want a community where our kids can go to college if they choose to. They can have a job. They can build a home. They can raise a family. You can retire without worry or fret. That's the America that World War II, those men coming out of there, fought for. Now we seem to fight and we don't even know what the battle's about. Let me tell you what the battle's about. The battle's about whether we're going to be dictated to and told what freedom is. Not total freedom, but just freedom your kind or my kind or their kind or someone else's kind. Nothing any different than a dictatorship or a communist country where you get what's given to you and you stay where you're put. That America way of life is in jeopardy today. The Christian way of life is in jeopardy too. There's a lot of things in America that don't bother me. One of them is freedom. What bothers me is sometimes we interpret freedom of religion as freedom from religion. I don't want a country where I can impose my religious beliefs on you, but I want a country where that you can see Jesus in me and you can choose to change your life. God said you can't do it under law, or the law would have worked 2,000 years ago. It must be by faith that you choose to follow Christ. And we are spending too much time working and thinking about the laws rather than thinking about the Savior. If we could be a witness for Him, if people could see past us and through us and see Jesus Christ, we'd have revival today in America. We'd rather fight political battles. We'd rather take a political stand. And let me tell you something, there's no salvation in joining a political party. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ. And that will give you eternal life. And without eternal life, you're going to walk in selfishness and jealousy and envy and strife. But in Jesus Christ, you will see eternity. And when you see eternity, everything changes in this world and everything grows dim about it. No longer will our value system be built upon who has the most money. They had that out in the desert. Who has the most food? They had that in the desert. Who has the best water? They had that in the desert. You know what God delivered them from? Slavery. Rulers from the outside that only wanted to take advantage of them. That's how God delivered all of His people. That's why David killed Goliath. He delivered them. God wants to deliver the church today, but in order to deliver that church, we must have freedom to express who Christ is, and we must get back to preaching Him. We need to step off the sidelines. I said, I've never been afraid of an American that is rich. I've never been afraid of an American if he's a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, because they're Americans. What I'm afraid of is those who are not Americans that want to interfere with our way of living. I'm afraid of the Americans that are willing to sell out. God and freedom stand together. The banner that Moses raised was like raising a flag. It had a history. This flag. I will not burn her. And I understand why some people want to burn her, because they feel oppressed. They feel like their freedom has been taken away. They feel like they don't have any choices. In some countries, and Terry and I have had the privilege of traveling around the world, all through Europe and South America, parts of Central America, some of the people feel like they are oppressed when the Americans come in. They're not given a fair chance, and their people are used. I understand that. America needs to stop using one another, and they need to start helping one another. We need a change of mind and a change of heart. But this flag, to me, stands for something. And it stands for what our forefathers built into it. George Washington. When our soldiers were out on the battlefield fighting for our freedom, many of them didn't have shoes, and it was the dead of winter. Many of them didn't have food to eat. And our Congress voted not to give them any rank increases on the battlefield because they couldn't afford to pay the rank increases. They weren't paying the bills the way it was. It's not a new problem. It's an old problem. But Ben gave up their homes and their lands and their lives in order for her to stand. And I believe in what she's supposed to stand for. Because of that, when I look upon Old Glory, I feel her heart and I remember her story. I see more than the red, white, and blue. I see the faces come shining through. The men and women who gave it all, and we, so we can have freedom in the assembly hall, freedom to worship as we please, freedom to work and live at ease. Their faces are always showing there, asking me if I really care. I remove my hat, I lay my hand on my heart, but that's not all, it's just the start. I owe it to them for the life they gave, to vote, to worship, and respect their grave. All gave some and some gave all, the least I can do is respect their fall. I'll stand still as she passes by with a heavy heart and a tear in my eye. I'm thankful for all they have given me, the home of the brave, the land of the free. The next time you see Old Glory pass by, give her your heart, not just your eye.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520. Or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.